The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sometimes bad things happen. And, hey, nice scene last night for the Astros. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on. What the heck happened there?
You all right with this music, John?
Yep.
You okay in there?
Yep.
Struggling?
A little bit.
For a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at John Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday when everybody's usually in a bad mood, but we're about to go get great food, so we won't be here for the last hour.
We're in a great mood.
Yeah. Yeah. So looking forward to that. But we,
Well, we did get some bad news.
We did get some very bad news right before the show. The Canelo fight is off.
Yeah. Basically, Canelo withdrew from the rematch against Golovkin. He sees the writing on the wall.
Well, there's almost no way he's not going to be suspended. They're just trying to get it as short as possible.
Right.
And there's no way he'd be available for May.
The hearing is on April 18th.
Yeah. We're going to give you a 1-week suspension.
It's not going to be resolved by then, and they need time to promote the fight, which makes sense. They say he won't be cleared to fight in May, so hopefully they can they want to get out of there and reschedule the fight for August or September. So, one of the things Canelo did, he said, I want to apologize to HBO, Tecate and Hennessy and all my other sponsors, the media, and to everyone who was involved in the promotion of this event, and especially to the fans. I respect this sport. I will always be a clean fighter. He did not apologize to Golovkin, who now doesn't get a payday because he cheated.
Well, I'm glad he apologized to us.
Yeah.
Because that kind of screws us. We're looking forward to going to Vegas. Now, I think there's still an outside chance, depending on who they match Golovkin up with. If it's a pay-per-view, we might still get to go. But right now, it doesn't look very good.
I don't think so.
But yeah. I think the whole... Am I wrong for having a hard time buying the tainted meat thing? I mean, Canelo's been eating meat in Mexico his entire life.
I honestly don't have a hard time buying it, but I have a hard time feeling bad for the guy for getting caught.
Well, I had a hard time buying it when Dwayne Brown did it. I have a hard time buying it when Canelo does it. I mean, you know, it just seems like, I mean, maybe it's possible, but, you know, if you're cheating, you're cheating. I don't care. Just don't get caught. Especially don't get caught on a... fight we were going to go to. So I guess you get your money back.
Ruin things. Yeah, get some money back.
There's that. 713-780-3776 is your number if you want to get in. We will, we'll be live until, what, 6? Is that the plan, John? And then you're going to do an hour of best of?
Yes, sir.
So you have some really good stuff for the people?
Yeah, I'm bringing back something that we've only heard a handful of times.
Okay. So you want to give people a hint?
I got it in my mouth.
Okay.
Oh, right. You've got it in your mouth.
All right.
That's awesome. So if you want to get in today, probably your next couple segments will be the time to do it. Lance said he would call in, or we could call him.
What's he doing today? He's not here?
No, he had to be home to deal with repair guys.
Oh, okay.
Which is kind of what I'm going to have to do all day tomorrow, because I got my garage door thing broke, so I had to get guys to come out and fix it. Well, they had to get a new part. Yeah, my house is at that age where everything's breaking. So I've now been through a toilet, a washer, a dryer, an air conditioner, and now the garage.
All right.
And this has all been a little over a year that we've lived there. But the good news is, I was telling the wife, hey, we pretty much replaced everything.
Everything should be good to go.
So we should have another 10 years out of it.
But you have a pretty new house.
Yeah, it's only like 8 years old. So, but I just think some of that stuff, like the washer, dryer, they're you know, they're not the greatest units. I didn't think about replacing those anyway.
Yeah.
But air conditioning, that's going to happen every 8 years or so. It just happened to happen when I moved in.
Of course it did.
But yeah, the garage. So
that's
the
time to sell your house when you know the AC is about to give out. It's like, let's get out of here.
Yeah, now's the time. So in 7 years, I'll probably think about that. But now the garage is broken, so I have to wait for him to come and fix that. And I have no place to park my car. So
that's fun.
Yeah, because I can't get the door open now. Last night, I couldn't get it closed. And then they came and closed it.
And now it won't open.
And now it won't open.
Oh, thanks. So, thanks, guys.
Yeah, I was like, can you just like put a pulley on here or something so I can hand do it? But no. No. So what did you think of the title game last night? I have to say I made back some of the money I lost on the weekend because I just hammered Villanova last night.
Yeah, I did pretty well myself. I feel like I had this game basically. I knew exactly what was going to happen.
Yeah, you almost nailed it word for word. And not only that, you nailed all season, by the way.
Yeah, I said yesterday, I think Villanova is going to get to 80, which I was wrong on. They got to 79. And I said, I have a hard time seeing how Michigan gets even into the 60s, and they got to 62. So I was a little bit off.
Just a bit.
But I said, I think it's going to be a blowout, and sure enough, it was a blowout. And
yeah, I thought it would be close until about 6 minutes left, and it really wasn't. And Michigan
was good for about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
They looked like they were in the game. And then Villanova went on a run, and Villanova is so hard to come back on because they don't make dumb mistakes. They don't chuck the ball all over the place and give it away and just do bonehead things. Not a lot of offensive fouls. They're smart. It's a smart team, and it's maybe it's up there amongst the best teams we've seen in like the last 10 years. I think this team is, and I know maybe it's just because it's so current, and we kept all year long. Everyone said, oh, it's such a wide open field, but the more you see this team. And you see what happened last night. Villanova's, you know, their two best players, Mikal Bridges and Jalen Brunson. Bridges had a good night. I wouldn't say a great night. He had a good night. Jalen Brunson had an off night.
Yeah.
He didn't look like the national player of the year.
No.
So what happens? Their sixth man comes out and scores more points than anyone has in a title game since the 90s. I mean, they just have so many weapons, and last night happened to be DiVincenzo's night, and they couldn't figure out a way to stop him, and that's what happens when you have guys like Bridges and Brunson who attract so much attention, and Brunson, it was funny watching that game last night, especially in the first half. You could see Jalen Brunson might be 6'3", maybe. He was the best post player on the floor. Like, he's backing down big men and you know, getting them up in the air and then taking fadeaways that hit. I mean, he looked like a miniature Olajuwon last night. It was really ridiculous how good he was down low. And when you think about your point guard is just dominating in the post, how do you beat that team? And the whole thing was, well, Michigan doesn't allow threes. Okay.
Well, they didn't for about the first 10 minutes of the game. Yeah. And that was.
But Villanova hit 10 of them by the time it was done.
And when Villanova got off to the start that it did, and Wagner was getting basket after basket, and Michigan's playing about as well as it could play, and Villanova was really playing about as poorly as they could play in terms of shooting the basketball.
Yeah.
It took forever to make a three, and they're only down 7 points. And that's where I kind of knew they're going to start making shots, and this is going to get out of hand.
Well, Robinson, who is probably their second best shooter, 0 points on the game.
Yeah.
22 minutes. He got in foul trouble in the first, didn't play a lot in the first, and I said, yeah, it's probably the best thing for Villanova. I mean, best thing for Michigan, because when he's on the floor, he's mismatched on the defensive end. He's a liability there. And if he's not going to hit any shots, what's he out there for? Well, he didn't hit a single shot all night. Wagner, like you said, about 7-8 minutes, Mo Wagner looked like, uh-oh. He's going to, just like he did against Loyola, it might be the Mo Wagner show, and he's just going to take this team and make them win. Rockman had a good game, a borderline great game, but none of their secondary guys showed up. It was basically Wagner, Rockman, and nobody. I think Xavier Simpson he played all right. Matthews had some chances, missed a bunch of free throws, which that's what they do.
That's the other thing. Villanova was not missing free throws. No. And that's, you know, they're just really, really good. And, yeah, I don't know if it's just that they're so much better than this current group of teams or that they really are, you know, one of the better ones we've seen in a while. I think it's the latter. But that was just an impressive performance.
I walked away going, man, that's a really impressive team. And, you know, I've been trying to think myself all day, like, who are the best teams we've seen recently? And I think probably it was 2015 Kentucky? Was that the one with Anthony Davis, or was that?
I think that was 2012.
2012, yeah. Maybe that's the one.
So Casino Jay says he'll take that team over this Villanova team, but that's probably it.
That's the only one I could think of that I was like, in the last 10 years. That 2008 Kansas team with Mario Chalmers and Rush, that was a pretty good team. But they barely won the title. You know, it took Memphis collapsing for them to win the title. Yeah. I think in recent history, it's hard for me to think of a team that was better than them. And it's sad. I don't think that Brunson will be back, and I don't think that Bridges will be back. And without those two guys, it's kind of a crapshoot. But the crazy thing is some of the guys that they have, like Spellman is the highest rated recruit that Jay Wright's ever – that Villanova's ever had. Yeah. So they're getting other guys in who are coming into their own. And Jay Wright's built a system. And you saw it with Hart a couple years ago and Brunson and Bridges here. Like, the guys at Villanova are willing to stay till they're upperclassmen. And when you've got a team like that, talent is nice. You know, having the talent that Kentucky and Duke has is nice.
North Carolina.
But nobody plays like a team like Villanova does. Yeah. I mean, they just know where everybody's going to be. They don't have to call plays because they know. They know what they're doing already. It's unbelievable to watch. And I enjoyed watching them last night, even though the game wasn't very competitive. I thought it was really pretty basketball.
Mod said, you were the two Houstonians who watched the NCAA championship locally. Yeah, I was flipping back and forth between that and the Astros, but apparently not many people
anywhere.
The
Astros game was over pretty quickly, wasn't it?
And by the time it was over, then that's about when the NCAA game started.
Yeah.
But, man, the ratings nationally for the NCAA were terrible, and I think part of it is, what are they doing putting it on TNT?
I thought that was an odd choice, too. Yeah. I didn't get that. But, you know, it's their property, and I guess they had Big Bang Theory on last night, which, you know, you got to protect the franchise. But, man, when you pay for the rights to the NCAA tournament, I'd want to put it in front of as many eyes as possible, and CBS failed to do that.
All right, we're going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Bill Advisor, and they've got the $150 challenge going right now. Because here's the deal. You're overpaying for your monthly bills, your recurring monthly bills, your internet bill, your cell phone bill, your TV bill, your auto and home insurance, your energy bills. The deal was you signed up for those services. You got a new customer rate. They treat you right early on. But then when you're not looking, the price goes up. That's how it always works. Well, BillAdvisor.com says that's enough. They're going to get that money back for you. They work with every service provider in the country. You don't give up your channels, your data, your speed, your coverage. You just pay less money. I can attest to this. It worked for me. The savings are real. The average Bill Advisor customer is saving over $830 per year. Hundreds have saved over $1,000. Our boy Lance Zierlein saved over $2,000. They've got a $150 challenge right now. It's guaranteed money in your pocket. If you don't save at least $150, they'll give you every penny back. And they're going to give you an Amazon gift card. Guaranteed win. No risk. What are you waiting for, guys? Take the challenge and start saving right now. Text the word BILLS to 313131, or you can sign up online at BillAdvisor.com. That's BILLS to 313131, or visit BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So you heard that Tastemakers commercial, and that's tomorrow night. And if you were waiting till the last minute to buy tickets, you better jump in and get them now because I'm told they're almost sold out. So that there might not even be tickets available at the door tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
It's been that popular. That's because I heard you were going.
Oh, that must be it.
Yeah. So, hey, I'm curious. I'm thinking about doing a video for Sports Map.
A nude video?
No, nothing like that. I kind of wanted to do one on a topic that we were talking about with Lance last week, just some basic strategies for these 4 and 5 hour tournaments, because I don't think there's a lot out there on those tournaments specifically. And I just kind of thought that might be a fun video.
Like a four table type deal?
Yeah, like most of the ones, like they have at Prime and Lions and places like that. They're bigger than that right now, but just kind of maybe talk about some of the strategy stuff we kicked around and do a couple minutes on that, so that if people are going to go play those tournaments, if you find it useful. So kind of let me know on the text line if that's something you'd be interested in. If it is, I'll record it next week and put it up. I kind of wanted to do a video rather than write it, but because I found that as long as I don't know how much traction that would get from a written perspective, but maybe a video would do better. Yeah. Plus, there's just some things I want to be able to show people. So 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. Nice scene at Minute Maid Park last night. I had a couple of friends who went, and they all, a couple of them sent me texts and just said how awesome it was to be in there and how great the crowd was and how appreciative they were. So I think that's pretty cool. And people are still damn excited, because when I passed Eighth Wonder today on the way in, there are already a whole bunch of people out there in their Astros gear getting their beer on a Tuesday afternoon.
Getting down.
Yeah, at like 2:45. I'm like, really? Don't you people work?
No, they don't.
I guess not. Squeeze in a quick call. Mark, you're on The Blitz. Go.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going sports. What's up?
Hey, man. Speaking of, I was at the game last night. It was amazing. Like you said, I'm still feeling the energy of everything that happened, especially with everything that happened through Harvey. And my main question to you is, I really think we can build a dynasty. And with this young nucleus, they don't have a lot of money. They're not getting paid a lot of money. What does this organization have to do to keep this core group together? Because I was at the game, and it was amazing, and I would feel guilty with them not being there anymore, but not as guilty as these amazing wings at Brewings over in Beaumont.
I think he tried to squeeze in an ad there.
Did you dump that?
But he rushed it, so it didn't work out.
Yeah.
I was going to address what he said, but now I don't even want to talk to him.
Nope.
It's a douchebag move.
Yeah, it is. You know what? You know how you get your place mentioned on the air? You pay for an ad.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. That's just such a chicken bleep move. It's not even worth addressing. So.
All right.
Yeah. We'll move
on. Moving on. By the way, the Astros, the way they keep this thing together is they give Carlos Correa $300 million.
Yeah, I'm not answering this question. You see this, I don't know how true this is, but that the Patriots are planning to trade Gronk before the draft?
I've heard that too, but I don't know.
It's Ken Laird, a producer for the Kirk and Callahan show on WEEI in Boston, reported on Tuesday morning that the Patriots are planning to trade Gronk at some point between now and the NFL draft. Now, it's a producer on a show, but that WEI is the one that has Brady and all those guys, so they're not going to go tweeting this stuff out unless there's something behind it, I wouldn't think. Because, I mean, they're already kind of PO'd. So, no, and then
I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, I will too, and there are stories that...
Eventually, the Patriots are going to get too bold and think that they've got it all figured out, and then they're going to turn into a pumpkin.
Well, and
I know they don't think it can ever happen as long as they've got Tom Brady, but
but apparently there's starting to be some guys are not so into Belichick anymore,
right?
And I think
the axe grown tired. You're saying,
yeah, I think it has, and I think that's part of the reason why Gronk hasn't really made up his mind yet, or he's at least dragging it out, because there are some reports that he's just not enjoying playing for Belichick, and the Patriots seem to think they can plug anybody in and win. Well. Be real interesting, considering you don't have an offensive line anymore, and now you're going to trade away the best tight end in football.
Yeah. Well, I'll believe it when I see it, like I said, but That's a, I think that'd be a mistake.
Yeah.
That would be an error.
And he said, Gronk or JJ, which broken vet would you rather have? I'd rather have Gronk at this stage.
I would too. Why is Gronk a broken vet?
Yeah.
He played. I mean, he's been banged up, but he hasn't had like major surgeries.
He played all season last year. So I know he can still contribute.
Yeah.
I don't know about JJ. We'll find out this year. 713-780-ESPN. People asking why we're taking off the last hour. We've got a client thing tonight.
Yeah.
Very important client. So we're going to get to eat a really nice dinner with an important client. Our life sucks so much.
No, it's horrible.
713-780-3776. Is your boy Aubrey going to be on today? Because I actually have a question for Aubrey.
I'm not sure. It's always a crapshoot with Aubrey. Yeah, I don't know if we'll have him today. Sometimes he answers the phone. Sometimes he doesn't.
Because I'm going to let him know. I actually have an important question for him.
Well, we'll know it at 4:40 something.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep letting him know that until he actually calls in. Did you see? Man, this is one of those things that kind of drives me nuts. That DiVincenzo had to delete his Twitter account because they pulled up stuff from when he was 14 years old.
That's so lame.
My goodness. I can't imagine what my tweets would have been like when I was 14.
I mean, I got to tell you, I've tweeted some dumb things in my life. And I probably have too. I've been on Twitter since 2009. So since I was in my 20s. Yeah, there's some dumb things on my Twitter too. But if you're the kind of person who's got the time to go through everybody's tweets and find something, that you're a douchebag.
Yeah, I think you're a pretty lousy human being if that's your whole thing, is to go back and find something that somebody said, you know, when they're 14 years old. I mean, my goodness. So the tweet said something like, to my dad, I'm a meow now because I don't want to play bleeping soccer. Okay, you know what? For one thing, I probably wouldn't put that on Twitter.
Probably.
I probably would just go tell dad, dude, really? But on the other hand, you're 14 years old. I have no idea. If I'd had Twitter when I was 14, I can't imagine the things I would have put on there.
I'm 15 is when it got bad for me.
I'd have been tweeting out stuff like, I so want to bang Carol's mom. And things like that. And then that would come back to haunt me, I'm sure.
Yeah.
People would pull that up. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. But right now I have to tell you about draft.com. And guys, if you want to get in on the action, there's plenty of games tonight available for you. You can get in there right now and play on Draft. And Draft is unlike any other daily fantasy league because you play live snake drafts with other people, just like you do in your season-long league. And it's awesome. No trades, no waiver wire. You just set it and forget it. That simple. And the best part, you're playing for cold, hard cash. You can get paid out the next day. Drafts start as little as a dollar, so there's one for everybody. I've been playing hockey. I've been playing baseball on there. And it's easy. It's fun. And I got to tell you, the cool part about it is if you want to get a certain player, you go draft him. The other teams don't get to use him too. And that other daily fantasy, everybody might have the same player. Well, that's not the case here. So you just got to outdraft the guys. And if you join me on Draft today, all you have to do is just search Draft in your app store, which is fantastic as an app. Or you can play right from your computer on draft.com. And for a limited time only, all Blitz listeners get a free entry into a real money baseball draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use the promo code FRED. That's right. Play a real money game for free just using my promo code FRED when you make your first deposit. Search Draft in your app store. Go to draft.com and enter the promo code FRED.
Listening to the Blitz.
Hey guys, sports to you
on ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN, your number. Tom asks, Astros at -1.5 and -130. Easy money. Man, wrong people to ask. I don't do baseball at all.
I don't either.
So
yeah, I'm going into that sort of weird phase where the only thing I'll bet on is fights for the next several months till football starts again.
Yeah, I'll be getting to the Triple Crown soon, and playing poker. That's about it. I'll play the hockey playoffs when I see value in some of the games, but Mott says that was a rap lyric, not an actual tweet to his dad. Either way, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just kid's 14 years old. Now you got to shut down your Twitter?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So he says, have you talked about the Canelo fight? Yeah, we talked about that at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, we bummed out on that for a minute. I think that the fight's going to be – I don't have, like, hard evidence that this is going to happen. My assumption is, though, it'll happen in September over Mexican Independence Day weekend.
Same time it was last year, and so we'll be out there for it, I'm sure. I still hold out hope that because if this is already set up as a pay-per-view and they're going to go ahead with it and they do it as a pay-per-view, I'd hope they'd send us because that's the kind of fight where we'd need to promote it. We need to help them out. So how does one go about getting ad time on your show? Just email you go to the website. There's a thing where you can email our ad folks. They'll tell you exactly how to do it. Somebody says there's a Twitter account called Old Player Tweets that resurfaces tweets like, okay, that's pretty weak. If that's your whole thing in life is to go and get old tweets.
I don't get it.
Corey says, sports bitches just took a break from being in the hospital for the past 3 days. Me and my wife just gave birth to our first son, Malachi Lee. Thanks for giving me a quick reprieve from everything while I try to take a nap out in the car.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah, man, that's the couches in maternity suites. Not great. Not a great place to spend 3 nights.
No.
I've done it a couple times. It's not ideal, especially if you're taller than 5'9".
Yeah. Well, the only thing worse than that is having to spend the night at Texas Children's for weeks at a time.
That ain't good either.
That's no fun. And hopefully you'll never have to deal with that. But that's great, man. That's, you know, it's funny because, like, there's a part of me that, you know, it'd be kind of cool to have a little one again. And then I start remembering all the pain in the ass stuff. It's like, nah.
Yeah, I'm good.
I like the ones I have. I've done my part. People asking if there's any hockey plays tonight. Winnipeg -140 at Montreal, I don't mind. Don't love it. I don't know if I'll play it. And then I like the over in I like the over in Dallas San Jose, 5.5. Don't know if I'm going to play either one of them, but those are two games that I've been looking at. So, yeah, I don't have any really good ones.
I don't have any either, in case you were wondering.
Oh.
I will say I've gotten an unusual amount of love for my college basketball season.
You should. That was awesome.
So, people have – normally it's only people bitching when I don't do well. But this has been – I've got to give them credit where it's due. When I've done well, they've been kind.
Yeah, I would just say that most of the listeners that we have are pretty good about that. I think the people who get on there and say stuff either aren't really listeners because they don't follow us usually. It's not people who are following you, which I almost don't pay any attention to those guys. So it's I think the people appreciate the fact that it's not easy, and when you have a year like that, it should be appreciated. I should say thank you. I made a good chunk of money off your picks this year. I think I did four plays on my own all season long.
There you go.
And I did pretty well with them.
4-0?
No, I was 3-1.
Okay, that's good enough.
Yeah, but mainly involving UH.
Yeah.
Because I had a pretty good feel for them. And the I guess the first one was when they went and lost to Tulane, a damn near money line Tulane, because that was during freeze day. And so they had trouble getting there, and they talked about moving the game back, and then Tulane wouldn't do it. And so it was just all this stuff was adding up, and Tulane plus 11. And then 2 days later, plus they were looking ahead to Wichita, who they were playing on that Saturday. So it was just like, and then so it was against them there, and then it was for them when they played Wichita. So it just all worked out. It was just one of those things.
Ryan says, I know y'all always say Bama couldn't compete with the Browns. Agree. Interested in y'all's thoughts on a number one team such as Villanova versus the worst team in the NBA. Same thing. It's just physically, there's too much of a gap.
This
is a good Villanova team, but...
Yeah, and honestly, I think they could hang with them for a couple of quarters, keep it close, and then there's just too many...
But the rules are different in college than they are in the NBA. You can't, if you start getting beat, you can't start running zone in the NBA. Yeah, I mean, it's a different game, kind of. So it's harder to compare. It's a little bit apples to oranges, but I don't think it would end up being too competitive.
Is that AJ? Is that another AJ?
Looks that way.
Okay. Always good to have another AJ on the show. What's up, man?
I actually have a gambling question. I was wondering if y'all have ever played three-card poker and if there's any basic strategy on that out.
Well, because it's a table game, it's not the same as playing poker at a table where you're basically they're taking a rake and you're playing the other players. It's very similar to blackjack or even, you know, casino hold'em's the same way. You're playing against the house, so there's a big edge built in. So it's not really something that I play. It's one of those things I'll do when I'm drunk and want to spend a few bucks, but I don't have any strategies for it. So, 8-3-2. You also got to remember the worst teams in the NBA are doing it on purpose.
That's true.
I went with a group to the game last night. It was fun, but had I known you guys were around the corner, I would have come and hung out with you instead. You could have done both. You could have come and hung out with us and then gone to the game, because we were gone by the time the first inning, really, somewhere in there. Eric asks, how many NBA players are there on Villanova? Now, how many NBA players are there on the worst team?
There's probably two NBA players on Villanova. Okay. There's 12 on the worst NBA team. 15 now, I guess.
Yeah, 15 technically. But now the reality is, with two guys, you're not gonna be able to beat even the worst team. So Keith is out in Vegas for the first time. Says having a good time. Wish me continued luck.
Good luck.
So. Longhorn Dimitri got 7th in the bracket challenge without watching any college basketball besides the Longhorns all year. Thanks to listening to AJ is the Real.
Well, congratulations. You did better than I did.
Yeah, I'm not sure where I finished.
I didn't do very well.
I had the winner. That was about it. My only hope is that if you're going to take a team like Villanova, you always say you better be right in the early rounds or you need another long shot in there. And Cincinnati was my long shot to make it. And when they didn't do it, oh well.
Yeah, this idiot here had Loyola in the Final Four and then chickened out at the very end and just had him making it to the Elite Eight.
So what'd you finish in the bracket challenge?
Third.
Wow.
I was first going into yesterday night.
But the other two guys had Villanova winning and you had Michigan.
Yes. And this idiot had my original rough draft for the bracket had Villanova winning. And then I was like, you know what? Michigan's playing very well, and I flipped it.
You got cute.
Yes, and I had flipped it 74-70.
Oh, man. I told you, they can't score 70 points against
That's
Villanova.
Pretty good, though. That's pretty damn good. Hey, so who won?
One of our interns.
Did you? How much? What was the prize pool?
I think almost 30 people were in it, so 10 bucks a piece.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Winner take all, or?
I don't know. They didn't specify when they wanted to do the bracket.
I think third should get something.
I mean, I think third should get their money back. And then first place should get like 200, and then second place should get, you know, what 80
half
bucks
of
or whatever
first gets. Yeah, that's how I would do it. Especially if somebody I knew finished third.
But I only had Loyola and Michigan going that far because I listened to AJ. He said he really liked Loyola in the tournament, and coming out of the Big Ten tournament, he said Michigan was playing one of the best. They were playing one of the best. They were on the good streak going into the tournament.
How come everyone who listens to me does really well in the bracket pools and I never do well?
Why don't you listen to yourself?
I don't know. I always overthink everything. That's the problem.
And then you said you thought that Arizona was going to lose early, and I had Arizona losing in the second round, although they lost in the first round.
Yeah. I wish that I didn't think so much, but I always overcomplicate things. And I remember I told Fred this, I guess it was 2 or 3 weeks ago. I thought Villanova was going to win, but I thought if you picked Villanova to win, you basically had to be perfect on everything else.
Yeah.
And I was really good on everything else.
Yeah.
I would have won if I would have just...
I think you would have. The the Gal Media bracket we did where we give stuff away to the winner. I think we're giving stuff to the winner. I finished seventh in that one. Actually, we all did pretty well. John was eighth. I was seventh. Barry was Laminac was third.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and somebody named Tony won it.
Tony.
I don't know this Tony. He's probably a listener.
It's a made-up person.
Probably. He had Loyola in the Final Four. He had three of the four.
Nice.
No, wait. He had all four, I think.
That'll win it.
Yeah. So, yes. Aubrey's here. So I get to ask Aubrey a question today. So,
uh-oh.
Yeah. All right, Aubrey. So I'm asking for a friend, but let's just say this friend had a really sick dog all weekend. Who basically decided to deposit chocolate milk all over his carpet. Yeah, don't do that, John. Don't do that. So now there's like these ugly spots in my carpet. I'm pretty sure if I call you, you're going to be able to come out and get rid of those, aren't you?
I mean, that sounds like job security. Did you lock down my job for the next year or so? I'm going to be busy. So, look, friends, it's every kind of accident that you would bump up against: tile, grout, leather, drapes, upholstery, wool rugs. I mean, when you set that, you know, cup of coffee down on the sofa and then the little one comes and jumps on it and knocks it over, that was all of it. When you dial 730-AQUA, 281-730-AQUA, dirtfreecarpet.com, 281-DIRT-FREE. I mean, we've had this system or forms of it for 30 years. It's been a completion. A half a million homes entering into. You imagine working for a half a million individual homeowners. That's what we've done at dirtfreecarpet.com. And we've done it with the technological advancement that continues to creep forward. We've built our wand, our water, our pre-spot, our truck. We're always making, you know, little improvements. I mean, just today I was working on the Kemper pre-spot today and just amazed how some of the smallest of things that no other company has ever thought of, we've tweaked, and it makes light years difference in the service. Give us a call, 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-DIRT-FREE, 347-8373. When you dial 281-DIRT-FREE right now, the first 20 callers, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do three rooms for $100. Not 150, 100 of carpet cleaning. Three rooms for $100. If you need tile, grout, leather drapes, upholstery, your air ducts or wool rugs done, we're going to discount that across the board for anyone that dials 281-DIRT-FREE, and everyone will get a $100 free speed dry with a purchase. So a couple of really dramatically reduced rates and a $100 free speed dry, 281-DIRT-FREE. Be one of the first 20 callers. Take advantage.
All right. That's Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free and, you know, doggy do free cleaning up Fred's house. Appreciate you, Aubrey. We'll talk to you next week, bud.
Thanks, guys.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Come join us at Tastemakers tomorrow at Silver Street Studios. Amazing cuisine from Houston's top restaurants with an open bar. Houston hip-hop legend Bun B will be there to MC. Tickets on sale now, and they're running out fast. CultureMap.com/Tastemakers. Get them while they last. And it's going to be $10 more at the door if there are any left, which it doesn't look like there will be at this point. So I guess we'll know that tomorrow. 713-780-3776. And I assume the text is from Tennis Tony because he says Tennis Tony won the bracket. Which, okay, I can't read these things very well, so it's not quite. He didn't get all four. He got Villanova and Kansas in there. When I look at this bracket, it wasn't as good as you would have thought to win. He had Villanova and Kansas, and then he had Villanova beating Gonzaga. He had Tennessee and Gonzaga on the other side.
Well, the reality is, I mean, how many people had Loyola in the Final Four?
Well, he didn't have him in the Final Four. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. So how many people had Loyola? And then, you know, a couple people may have had Michigan. But, I mean, as long as you get the winner right, you've got a chance.
Just, a lot of people had Villanova. It just doesn't seem like that.
Yeah.
It doesn't. No, I mean, congratulations on winning. It just doesn't seem like that difficult of a bracket. He had Loyola going to the Elite Eight, which is pretty good.
Oh, I'm sure a lot of people had Arizona going far.
Yeah.
Maybe Duke going further than they were going to go. I don't know. Some people might have had Sam Houston State going far. I don't know. I think some, like, the early rounds took out a lot of people.
He was perfect on that side of the bracket from the Sweet 16 on, except for, well, one game he missed.
Adam Schefter tweets, Patriots are trading Brandon Cooks and a fourth rounder to the LA Rams for the 23rd overall pick in the draft and a sixth round pick. Does that seem like a good deal?
Kind of seems like a good deal for the Rams.
Does it? I don't. I mean, I'm not that crazy about Brandon Cooks, I guess.
Yeah, I'm higher on him than you are.
You think he's worth a first rounder?
He went in the first round. He gave up a first round for him last year. He's pretty much been he was a 1,000-yard receiver. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the Patriots are doing selling off their offensive weapons.
I don't know.
But that's a weird deal. It's probably a little much for the guy. But, interesting.
Well,
at least the Patriots can go get him an offensive tackle in the first round now. Foster, curious where you guys think SMU's Sutton, Cortland Sutton will go. I'm pretty high on him, but it seems like this receiver group isn't the strongest. And I mean, I like the kid from Alabama the best, but I like him as much as anybody else. I think most of those guys sure look like late first round picks. But we'll ask Lance that when he comes on. Because you know what? He knows these things.
Yeah.
When it comes to the draft, he's a smart. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Are you writing your column over there? You've just been, like, typing away the entire time.
No, I'm trying to respond to tweets and sorry.
I think the typing's a little more pronounced because the desk is a little hollow.
Oh, maybe so.
So you can hear it. Yeah, you're just going over there like, is AJ writing his column during the show?
Maybe I need to put this thing on here. No, I don't want to use somebody else's.
That thing.
You just touched it, too.
Yeah.
You've probably got leprosy now. Or you picked up something from those Texans cheerleaders that were in earlier.
There were cheerleaders here?
Yeah.
Come on our show.
No. And John, thank you for that, by the way. They were on Granato's show, not ours.
That doesn't seem like a safe space either. How's that? Is that any better? Do I sound weird, different?
No, you don't sound different.
Okay. Well, now type so we can see if we can hear it coming through.
It's the same.
It's exactly the same.
Great.
Oh, well. It's an adjustment. No, I got a chance to listen. I was on my way somewhere this morning, and I'll just say I'm glad we don't have to do those interviews. It was not good radio.
No.
But they did the best they could. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. 713 says, buddy invited me to an online hold'em club filled with donkeys. Wish me luck.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. That seems to be a new thing now, too. There's, like, these online clubs.
I want to find one of those. I like it online.
Yeah, the problem is, even on the bigger sites, you can't fill the... Like, I like playing those sit-and-goes.
That's what I like.
I play on... And the high-dollar ones don't fill at all.
Or it takes forever.
I mean, anything... And, I mean, not even high-dollar. I'm talking about... $150,
$100.
$100 sit and go.
Yeah, you can play those $10 ones all day.
Yeah. But even PokerStars is like that now because I play that when I go to Canada. And, you know, I've still got my account and everything. But, I'll try to play $100 sit and go, and I'll sit there signed up for that thing for 3 hours, and it'll never get close to full. So, that's all right. Maybe I just need more Eagles in my life.
Maybe so. Maybe. How many would you think would work?
Two would not be enough.
Four would be
too many.
That'd be overkill.
Yeah,
you'd go for Tri-Eagle. Triangle Energy, who we tell you about all the time because they're the best. Because they're not trying to sucker you like the other guys are. There's so many energy providers out there. There's always different ones, different offers ranging from free weekends, free days, $600 bonuses. The list goes on. And you may have fallen for one of these offers, and months later you find out you're paying a higher rate or there's additional fee on your bill, and no one likes fees. I particularly hate fees. Triangle doesn't do that. They keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay. There's no gimmicks. There's no minimum usage fees, no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from a good, honest energy company. 877-93-EAGLE or go to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get a discounted rate. It's TriEagleEnergy.com. This promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
ESPN 97.5.